Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hi, yes, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is AMC Press and Co. and episode 539, The Elections of Science Technologies, with my host, my other host, Allison and Johnny. And I kind of wonder when they're going to be here. Hopefully they're here soon. Anyway, yes, come in. Hello?
Let me try it again. I'm here.
Yes, that's exactly it. I was like,
let me just turn on my microphone. Yes.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes. Thank God you're in. Now, Johnny, the only thing is, where's the woman of the podcast? God.
Says her microphone's open. Whoops. There was apparently my phone telling me it was charged.
Well, yes. And this just in, Guppy Music just became a lot better to actually listen to. Why? Because while waiting for panel hosts, we examine monkeys. And while waiting for us to actually be waiting for monkeys, the muggings examined a steak farm episode with Cheesehead and wondered where all the mice were at. It kind of seemed rather dull. So, Johnny, do we want to...
Yeah.
Cover the first topic? Yeah. Now,
yes,
now,
I'm here.
Yes, obviously you're here. Now, Bloomberg really needs to get going if he's on the run. Why? Because everybody's hoping that he actually runs for president. Because, well... You know, with Donald Trump being on the skids, hosting his own party, right?
Yeah.
And Fox News saying, oh, we're the immature network of the news networks, but yes, but anyway, we're going to watch Monkeys Fly. It seems like...
seems like that's what Fox News really is, watching monkeys fly.
Watching monkeys fly, and the monkeys are flying, going, We see everything! 90 feet through the air. You know, 90 feet through the air, some journalist going, I hate you, Trump! As he gets teleported. You know, yet there are other people in this fair election, right, that are just plain wrong. You know, besides, everybody's going after Trump, but why not go after Sanders? I mean, Sanders seems like a 7-year-old who can't even hear. It is one of those things. But yet, Mike Bloomberg, it is one of those things that if he ran, he would put a lot of people to shame. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there she is.
There she is. Yeah, wouldn't you agree? I mean, like, if he ran, right, the monkeys at Fox News would probably leap into their catapult and go, holy shit! Holy shit! Oh my god! One monkey would be with a camera. The other monkey would be with a microphone. His PA monkey would probably be with his monkey. His personal assistant would probably be with a hairdresser. Yeah. All of them in line going, we see you! Why not stupid? But yet, you know, what has Trump exactly brought to the city of New York except a lot of fucking real estate? Nothing.
No, pretty much.
Nothing. What has Mike Bloomberg brought? A lot. A shitload. You know, and yet, the city of New York, right, it's the most serious obstacle because his aides have told Bloomberg that he needs to decide by March, but if the key question is whether Bernie and Trump and their parties will be drawn out or not the final delegate and fight, the answer might be not available until April, which would give Bloomberg a lot of time to actually run.
Right.
You know, and...
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what do you think, Alex? What's your vote?
I would think that the Bloomberg running, best thing ever.
Well, I mean, if he decides to run, he'd be like, watch your back. You know, if he's seriously contesting to this
right.
as an independent.
Which would mean a whole hell of a lot.
Which would mean a shitload.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of... in terms of everything...
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
It would put Trump at a disadvantage, which also would mean that Hillary Clinton would actually have the upper arm. Now, if you
No, but Bloomberg would also have an upper arm, would also be a prime candidate anyways, too. It doesn't matter who you are, as long as you get the job done. It doesn't matter which party.
No. I really truly
you
think it does. It does matter.
No, it doesn't. No, it does matter if they have the experience, but it doesn't matter which party. You shouldn't. And bear in mind, this show is not very politically charged, anyways. So
what? This show?
Yes, the show.
This show is not very politically charged, anyways. But we're not rooting for Trump.
But there might be people here that might swing one way or another, conservative or liberal. They're in the middle, so don't put anything out there when we should be not only covering both things.
Well, yeah, I mean, I
be neutral
way,
because
he,
it's a bit. It's
if
a
he
bit
does
of
decide,
a,
right? If he does decide to run, okay. Then he would be a really good match.
against any of them, any candidate. You shouldn't jeopardize someone from running independent. You shouldn't.
No, but, you know, I saw it on Yahoo News earlier that, you know, part of Trump's thing is it's really versus Fox News, because Fox News is hosting hosting most of the debates. I mean,
right.
It's kind of funny, because, like, if, I believe the quote was, if he got elected, then, the Ayatollah or something like that would come after him. Well, you know, I do, it's kind of funny, because, like, you know, Fox News is run by Rupert Murdoch, and if Rupert Murdoch has to tell his own network to shut the fuck up, then I believe he's probably going to do that. You know. But we can't judge yet. At all. We can't judge at all yet. But now, in terms of an insane bid for curing autism, scientists have turned to monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Allison, what do you think about
this?
What do you think about this?
I don't see the point. I feel like understanding autism, wanting to find a cure, you shouldn't be wanting. Understanding autism, there's other ways of understanding it.
But yet, understanding autism through monkeys,
about
why would they do that? I mean, Darwin didn't invent his theory of relativity, right? Or theory of apes, in order for this to be used for autism. It just didn't happen. They didn't call up Darwin and say, Dr. Darwin, we would like to use your chart for autism.
Right.
You know, could you imagine how hilarious that phone call was? Yes? Yeah, what? They're using primates for a disability. Ah. Now, you don't mean my shot. You mean somebody else's shot. No, but if you meant my shot, then no, I'm not gonna. I have to? Oh, fuck. This is gonna be a long day. In a bid to understand autism, you're turning to my monkey shot. Why? Why now? I've been dead for a long time. Why phone me now in 2015? But yes, it's true. All joking aside, you know, Chinese scientists are saying basically that a paper published this week that in a Nature journal, that eight monkeys were modified genetic makeup had neural cognitive abilities and executive repetitive behaviors, increased anxiety, and less social interaction, all hallmarks of autism. Yes, it's true, but why can't you just do it on birds? Why pick, you know, why pick monkeys? Are they the easiest? Are they the easiest to go, you know? I mean, Al, do you have any thoughts on this?
I say you could understand disabilities in other ways. You don't have to go the whole monkey route.
I mean, it's not as if the scientists are catapulting monkeys into the air, right? Saying, you're not alone! But, you know, it's not as if, you know, they will never figure out a supposed cure for autism and ADHD and all of that. It just won't happen. You know, let's see, there have been numerous studies down the line besides monkeys. They've also done mice, which you imagine. You know, primates. You know, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, you're going now to monkeys, and you have to go to that low, speak that low, it's like, I have no, you know, they're saying that the MECP2 gene, which is associated with a childhood disorder that shares the characteristics of autism, well, If it's the characteristics of autism and it's not autism, how are you having How is this happening? What are you doing? Are you going, yes, monkey one, oh my god, I have autism. Monkey two, oh my god, I have ADHD. Oh my god, I have dyslexia. Oh my god, I have Rett syndrome. Not to joke about Rett syndrome. Oh my god, I have this. Oh my god, I have that. Yeah, are you plugging each different needle into them and saying, oh god, they won't mind? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd like to see the monkeys go, why did you pick us? You know, why did you pick us? Because we're the easiest and we're compatible to the humans? Or are the humans going and saying, you must pick them because of the fact that they look similar to you.
Mm.
But we have no terms and conditions.
Ah.
Yeah. No, we have no terms and conditions. Yet, so you can stick us in products and do the same thing that you did to us, right, to the people who have autism. You know, it's not, we don't, you know, condone it. I mean, the jungle, mm-hmm. We don't condone, you know, the factoid of having this kind of thing, this MCP, for all we know, could be cerebral palsy, you know. But, you know, a cerebral palsy gene. Yet, you're saying that we have had shown studies of stuff? No! What, you know? And then you have another time scientists saying that we have this, we think that this transgenic monkey models provides a very unique model for studying humans with autism.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you pick the primate? Couldn't you pick the mice again? Why now?
Why
now did you pick us again?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, how would you like it if you were picked for a study, you know, and you were a monkey, Allison, and you, you know, you said, we have autism.
I wouldn't be happy.
Of course you wouldn't be happy.
I know.
But yet...
I know.
It just, like, come on!
Stop
throwing
bananas. It's like, cut me a freaking break here.
Well, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, Darwin is a monkey's friend, you know, would not go, yes, I have, yeah, you know, could you imagine whenever he invented the chart, him going, yes, here you have a primate, and then you have another primate, and then you have a primate with autism. Why aren't you laughing? You know what I mean?
This is so funny.
It's just not funny. But yeah,
But that's
a horrible study.
But that's fine for those who think it's funny when it really isn't either.
No, but yet, you know, you're getting monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is the aim of getting 8 different monkeys and modifying them to make them exhibit a thing of autism?
Not the best.
Not the best. You know, it just
doesn't.
You know, increased anxiety, less social interaction. Well, those are and repetitive behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you figured out this by how, you know,
right?
How did you figure this out? Oh wait, it's still going on. Damn, I thought we paid you thousands of dollars to figure out the study, and you can't figure out autism. Okay, then. Next. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense.
Which doesn't help at all.
No. But, going along, getting along with other topics, Obama's administration is delaying web accessibility rules.
Mm-hmm.
Which could mean a lot more... not more of a weight. The long anticipated federal rules detailing how the Americans with Disabilities Act applies much to the internet are still years away. However, the Justice Department said it doesn't expect regulations won't on accessibility for non-government websites until 2018, which is 2 years.
Mm.
But yet, the news comes more than 5 years after the agency signaled that it was considering defining web accessibility rules for the web in 2010.
Right. So delaying them more and more, that doesn't help anything.
No. I mean, pretty much they'll become non-existent.
Right.
And once they become non-existent, then they won't need the stuff anymore.
Right.
It, you know, I mean, what is your view on it, though?
I feel that there more has to be done. It's just... with the simple fact that you can't just expect them to say something and then go, oh, yeah, we're just going to wait. And then go, oh, you waited. Oh, yeah, that's no longer, you don't need that anymore. When people do need it.
No, I meant the rules would be obsolete before they can do anything.
Right, yeah. which doesn't help anyone at all.
No, it doesn't. You know, it creates more restriction, if anything.
Right.
But yet, it's the issue is now considered among the agency's long-term priorities. Well, what's long-term about it? I mean, they're either going to tell us, yes, we're going to use the internet, or develop more abilities to.
Right. Don't
or not
ignore, right? But don't ignore.
Don't dangle it in front of
people's faces, or
people's faces
in front of them, right?
I mean, it doesn't make much sense,
right? At all.
Yet. You know, if you dangled this in front of monkeys, they wouldn't know what to do with
it. Right.
You know. Yet somebody was accused of reckless driving.
Yes.
Who was it?
Let's just say that that there was a gentleman that just so happened to have the Gerald sent, his name just happened to be Santa Claus. Which,
why?
Isn't it? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
I mean, like, Santa Claus.
His name was actually Santa Claus. There's no way around that.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's pretty eye-opening in and of itself.
Oh, my.
I mean, it makes me just go, why? You know? You couldn't have arrested Tony the Tiger?
But there isn't any Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. You couldn't have arrested Toucan Sam?
The Tooth Fairy?
The Tooth Fairy?
The Tooth Fairy.
Right. Could you imagine? Yes, name and registration, please. Very tooth. Oh. Yeah. You're in trouble. Why are you in trouble? Well, I'm in trouble. Was I speeding? No. You know, it's like arresting Santa Claus.
To which the guy just so happens to look like a dead ringer for Santa Claus.
What was it? Jolly Santa, you know, you're 2 months
but
too
I guess
late?
This,
or,
but I guess he didn't have his reindeer. No reindeer in this one.
Oh, wait. Horsepower? Horsepower. Definitely. You can reduce it to 4 hours. But yet also, the children's books were honored for portraying disability experience. Last year when we did this, a few years ago, we covered it and we were amazed to see that there were several books that pretty much change the world and disabilities. And you should all go get these books because each person who wins these awards wins $5,000 as well.
Oh, wow.
Towards their career. The youngest in the age group, Snyder, who was they want to be given annually for books aimed at three audiences. Children up to eight, kids ages 13, 9 to 13, 18 to 14. And the best part about this is that the youngest age group award went to Emmanuel's Dream, which is a true story of Emmanuel Osofuso Yaboda, which is written by Laurie Ann Thompson and illustrated by Sean Quayles, about this man who fights 400 miles from Ghana to raise awareness for those with disabilities despite having only one leg.
Wow.
Which is kind, cool. Thompson and Quayles' biographical picture book proves that the one leg is enough to do great things, and one person is enough to basically change the world. Two books are set in the middle age group are Fish in the Tree, which tells a girl who relies on her math and art ability to move through elementary school before a teacher discovers that dyslexia is keeping her from learning how to read. The War That Saved My Life, originally Brubaker, Matt Bradley from the ADA and World War II on ADA, a World War II evacuee book. In the teenage category, Trisha Totten's The Unlikely Hero Room 13B is a story about a support group for young adults with excessive emotional disorder. And so that is a good thing, because every year they do this and every year these awards come out, and I'm shocked to see how many authors actually do care, you know, and not putting stereotypical, you know, as a writer, the stereotypical nonsense and bullshit forward, and taking time to put in all the dyslexic or disability characters in
place. Right.
To show people that you actually can do what you want to do, whether it's riding a bike, doing, you know, creating this program, creating your own podcast. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
Right. Great.
And go get these books wherever books are sold. All three of them are on Amazon and stuff like that. And these were handed along the famed Caldecott and Newbery medals as well. So it's a huge honor. I guess that's all the news we have for tonight. Black figured out because he was. And we will see you on Monday after Trump sits this one out for Sunday, and we'll have
plenty
of reports on everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I guess.
Right. Yes, I guess we're.
We're out of time. We'll see you later.
Good.
Well, good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Good night.